Welcome to the Getting Shit Done podcast, hosted by myself, Harry Tarbuck, and my co-host, Will Pringle.
This is a space for raw, unfiltered conversation with people who are genuinely getting shit done. These people will be people that are scaling up startups. They could be a tech startup, could be a health and fitness startup. It could be a recruitment company. It could be a media firm like yourself, Harry. This could be somebody that has built and exited a business. It could be someone that's failed and is still working on finding that sort of magic formula that works for them. We'll be looking to speak to people, you know, both at the start of their careers and the latter of their careers. I guess essentially providing insight that we 5 years ago would have taken real value from. My name's Will. I'm the managing director of a company called Big Blue Search. We're a 18-person recruitment company specializing in the fit-out and architecture space, based in the city of London. I've been working for the business for 7 years. I joined when I was 19, became the MD just over a year ago now. So it's been one of those journeys where, you know, you have to fail to learn. Obviously, we worked through COVID. That was a tough time. So really, what were we, 3.5 years out of the back of COVID? We've scaled from 4 to 18. So it's had its challenges, but you know, it's been good.
Well, I've seen the journey all the way from when you were a rookie out of the back of school all the way to where you are now. So it's been interesting to watch and kind of see the space that we're in at the moment that you've built.
Yes.
It's been really, really, really good to watch. I'm Harry. I run a creative agency called Servo, and we specialize in video and photography content for businesses that are looking to grow social media accounts and showcase some of the work that they're doing online. And that is, you know, we work everywhere from big clients like Adobe and Hasselblad all the way through to smaller music festivals, to corporate businesses that need headshots and things like that, pretty much across the board, everything photography, video related. So pretty much any business that, you know, that is running at the moment, everybody needs some kind of video or photography content, which is kind of what we're good at supplying.
But it's afforded you some nice experience, hasn't it? Some pretty spectacular trips, the work you've done, the brands you've worked with. I mean, some of the stuff is like the work of dreams for some people. You know, private flights where you're filming a DJ at 30,000 feet. Not many people can say they've produced a music video on a plane.
It's true. And we are very lucky to work with a variety of different clients that a lot of them have a very strange and different vision that is trying to stand out from the crowd, which is kind of what we're good at taking, you know, something that maybe is a little bit interesting, maybe a bit boring, and we try and bring stuff to life through engaging videos and photos as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the key, is that what we're trying to get out of this like podcast and these discussions that we're going to be having is what challenges have we come across and what challenges do other business owners and managers come across, because it's not all about founders. It's about, you know, people that found businesses, but also people that find themselves in larger than themselves leadership roles at, you know, not just a young age, but at any age. It's still a big transition for a lot of people. And from my experience of the time I've spent around other people in the corporate world, the issues that you think you have that you might think is just your business, just you, they resonate with a lot of people.
Yeah, it's true. And to be honest, it would be lovely to actually, you know, talk to more people and learn more about other people's stories that are hopefully new people that we've never met, but also some people that, you know, that we do already know, and really dive into the challenges that some people have had and how they've come to overcome those obstacles. Because we're still relatively fresh into running businesses. So it's something that hopefully we can really learn from and take certain things into our businesses. But also fundamentally for me, I'd love to be able to offer advice and stories to me 5-6 years ago when I was starting out. So that's kind of, I think, for me, a target audience that we'd love to have is me 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, I think it'd be invaluable. I mean, if you think about how quickly and how much the landscape's changed over the last few years. I mean, AI is everywhere, almost in too much. Like, I think people rely on it too much, and I think we'll find that people will start to buy less AI rather than more over the next coming months and years, because it's been adopted almost so quickly that people just have it because it's almost sounds good. You look at content creation, social media, the way people, you know, create touch points in their businesses and sort of sales functions. It's not just down the pub and on the phone, as much as that's important. You know, LinkedIn has blown up. I think it's one of the fastest growing social medias out there other than TikTok. You know, it's been like a transformative, like 3, 4, 5 years. I think will be really good to get people's opinions on, you know, how they've navigated these changes, you know, especially since COVID.
Yeah, there's been, especially with AI, like you mentioned, there's been so much change, especially for the industries that we work in. So it'd be interesting to obviously explore those two industries, but also some of the guests that we've got lined up are working completely different fields than we do. A lot of the stuff that we do is obviously B2B, but working, you know, listening to people that run B2C companies and how they're doing the same kind of struggles and challenges that we've got, but in a completely different area. Exactly. I think it'd be really, really valuable for us to learn.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, I'm running a recruitment company and I go to these sort of senior leadership development plan, like days out. I think you've been to one as well. And you chat to these people and yeah, the language might be slightly different, but the problems and the challenges, they're all the same, you know. Routes to market have changed for everyone. So I think that's going to be quite exciting to cover off. You know, also people have little productivity hacks, how they sort of discipline themselves. I mean, you've got to be disciplined. If you want to, like, you know, stand out from the crowd now, you've really got to knuckle down and sort of focus. And also, like, stay motivated, you know, finding your why. You know, what gets you out of bed in the morning, because, you know, there are some days when you don't want to get out of bed. It's not easy. You know, and you can't just rely on earning money or this big exit that some people aim for. You've got to have like a real reason why you get out of bed and do what you do every day.
And I think that's kind of another reason of kind of the behind the name of the podcast, behind kind of the ethos and what we want to try and build out of this. A lot of it is down to, there are struggles with, you know, we've been through so many ups and downs over the past couple of years, especially where it, like you mentioned, it is really, really difficult. And we want to try and become the best versions of ourselves that we want to do. We want to help people get shit done, as the name yeah. implies. You know, that kind of motivation, the discipline of working for ourselves, trying to grow businesses, trying to kind of develop as people, is so important to kind of just open up and find new people that want to have the same kind of conversations and just more people that, you know, we can help.
Another thing is, you know, we're in a mental health epidemic at the moment. Everyone, you know, is struggling with mental health. And a big part of that is sort of these idealistic views of where they should be in their career, how they should be doing when they set up a business and run a business. And, you know, you see the top 0.01% that makes it to your Instagram channel that's driving a McLaren or Ferrari, or they've just been flown private by some blue chip company. But that's not the reality for 99% of founders, right? Or business owners. It's not the reality. They have months where cash flow is tight, and they have months where they're biggest, you know, top salesperson or highest performer just walks out on them, right? It's not the plain sailing that I think people try and make out. And, you know, chatting to people that have had real stories, maybe failed in the past, it's their third go around to try and make something work, is going to be, I think, quite insightful. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I almost want people on the podcast that have failed so many times, that have got so many different lessons.
Exactly.
Rather than having somebody that's just really super successful and they've smashed it first time around.
Bought Bitcoin in 2008 and just left it there type person, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to getting a wide variety of different people on with so many different challenges that they face. And, you know, just try and learn from so many different industries, so many different kind of backgrounds. And I think that's going to be really valuable for us and for people watching.
Exactly. And, you know, you've had a lot of experience filming podcasts, but we've never managed our own. I've been on two now. But you know, it's something new to us, like hosting and managing. I think it's going to be a really nice, like exciting journey of learning a new thing and like pushing outside our comfort zone. And that's what the whole sort of idea of this is about, right? So yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to releasing the sort of guests we've got lined up and hopefully getting some, you know, really exciting people onto the podcast, you know, as soon as possible, really. And another thing, you know, is the health and fitness space has blown up in the last couple of years. We've had our own journey with it. I mean, I started running, not Christmas just gone, but the Christmas before that, very lightly, one run a week, and then managed to get convinced into running a marathon in Budapest, which was, it was interesting. It was one of the hardest things I've ever done. I remember like breaking down in tears, going over the finish line, like just with pure relief. You run the London Marathon, and then what happened, Harry?
Well, I had the same kind of backstory as Will, where I've only really been running for 2 years, and the first marathon that I ran was London Marathon last year, and that was about 5 months into my running journey, so really, really early on, and
psychopath
had a lot of issues with it, just because obviously going from no running whatsoever to running a marathon and all the training that's involved in that was too much too quickly, and ended up having a lot of issues with my legs with it. Managed to get through the London Marathon somehow, was absolutely fine. Had a little bit of time off for a couple of months, and then Will and the same sort of friend group that we've got convinced me into the Budapest Marathon as well, which was probably the worst decision that I could have done. Regardless, training was fine up until about 5-6 weeks before. Did the Great North Run beforehand, got a really, really good time in that run, and everything was looking positive, and then everything went downhill really, really quickly. We obviously did that 32K run that was 3 weeks before the marathon.
Before the taper.
And I gave up about 10K in because I was in so much pain. Then managed to get through the Budapest Marathon with two 4.1 stress fractured legs. in both legs, that was. After a marathon on codeine, which was probably the worst, probably a very stupid idea, but we got through it, and lived to tell the tale. But yeah, MRI after revealed all the issues that I did have, and kind of in the process of rebuilding off of the back of that.
Well, it's a good story to tell, right? You basically broke both your legs running another marathon. But not many people complete a marathon, and definitely not in the time you did. So, you know, something to be really proud of. And obviously you broke both your legs whilst running a marathon, and we immediately signed up for Ironman 70.3.
Yeah, so, I don't know what my... Considering at the moment we're, 6 months away from a 70.3, and I haven't run in 5 months... I can't swim, and I've swum maybe 7 or 8 times in the pool in the past month, just because it's so. Yeah, I can't really swim, and I didn't own a bike until 2 weeks ago. So it's a bit of a push, really. It's something, but again, it loops back to kind of why we started this podcast, is because we love challenging ourselves, putting ourselves out there and trying to do something that other people aren't doing, even if it is, you know, going into physical challenges completely unprepared for everything. But your training is going a lot better than than my side.
Yeah, it's one hell of a challenge, right? So the swim was something that I was terrified of. I was never a good swimmer. I went and saw my gran the other day, and I told her I was doing a triathlon, and the first thing she said was, "You were always an awful swimmer." I was like, "Thank you, I appreciate the support." Anyway, so you know, it's just like, it's literally, you know, I've signed up to the gym, and you just swim, you just go for it, and you swim, and you know what? It's very hard. I find it incredibly uncomfortable. It's, for me, it's very boring. the cycling part is great. You know, new bike, it's good fun. You know, like boys and their toys, right? Buying a bike's an exciting part of doing an Ironman or a half Ironman or any triathlon. I think most people seem to find the cycling is the bit they really fall in love with. It's hard to go back and run. When you've got the fun of being on a bike and you can cover 75K in a day and, you know, you can go with mates and you can stop for a coffee halfway and, you know, you can make a sort of day of it, running even becomes a chore. So then when you think about the swimming, it is a lot of discipline. It is just repetitive. I'm definitely going to get a coach. Definitely. Now I'm like confident enough that I can swim, in inverted commas. I am going to get a coach because it's all technique. You know, I swim next to people that are part of a swimming club and they are lapping me left, right and centre. Whereas on a bike, I'm relatively competitive. But yeah, you know, it all sort of stemmed from me trying to lose a little bit of weight and sort of get back to sort of like peak fitness. And now I find that I just eat all the time because I'm training so much. It's like you've got this like incessant hunger. But you know, it's a learning curve, and you know, we're doing it as a group, so it's a nice sort of community thing to train and work towards.
Yeah, well, we saw in Budapest what it was like with the whole group, and it is, I think, the whole point of doing it is pushing each other to do something. Yeah.
Having accountability.
Yeah, and instead of going down the pub and drinking with friends and socialising that way, I feel like this is a really, really nice way of us still, you know, talking to each other, meeting each other and doing something that isn't just going for a drink. It's really, really nice, I think, to do, even if we may not understand each other. But to be honest, everybody else in the group is probably better prepared for it than we are.
Yeah.
But
because they've swam.
Everybody has so much more experience on all sides of things. So it will be a really big challenge. And I think we'll get some guests on the podcast as well that probably have done a triathlon like this before.
Yeah.
Maybe they haven't, or maybe, you know, somebody fitness or nutrition based that maybe runs their own business in that industry. Could be really interesting to have on and ideally get their thoughts on us doing something like this. But
I definitely take any advice anyone can give me. Fire away, because I'm all ears at the moment. So
we should touch on a little bit about the group that we're building that's kind of separate to this. Yeah. Something called the Ambition Room, and that is going to be a networking group of people that are, you know, that maybe in the same sort of boat that we're in, people that are looking to grow their business. Maybe they're starting out, maybe they've got an established business, whatever that might be. And trying to create like a good group of people that are all fairly sort of similar, with a similar mindset, and want to just network that way.
Yeah. Cause I think, you know, traditional networking, you know, definitely has its place, and I do it for work and, but you know, going and grabbing a drink and trying to grab someone for a conversation, sometimes you don't know. It's hard to, you know, gauge if you've got a common interest or does that person want to speak to you. I mean, I know from my perspective, especially when you're a recruiter at one of these events, people are like, "Go away! You're not going to give me any business, and I'm here to win work." Right? That's why they're there. But I think, you know, the key is that regardless of if you can get like work and business opportunities out of the people that maybe come to these events, it's about knowing that you've got a support network around you. When you've got a problem, you can drop it in the chat, or you can, you know, sort of come to one of us or speak to someone at one of the events and say, "Look, I've got this problem. Have you got any ideas?" And you know, problem shared is a problem halved. And I think actually people are, you know, especially in the current economy, like they want to help people, and people want to, you know, raise each other up. But you just need to be in that environment where you can fail safely and be a little bit more vulnerable with the issues you're going through. Because in the world we live in, people put on a brave face. And sometimes people just need to be allowed to just like release what's going on and let out some of the issues they've got in their job or in their business and what have you. And then they'll find out they're not weird. They're not this like monster. They're just going through what, you know, normal people go through.
Yeah, and to be honest, I'm yet to go to a really good networking event that kind of ticks those boxes where you are allowed to fail and you are allowed to say something that... What one thing I found, every networking event you go to, it's either people that are just trying to sell you something or it's people bigging themselves up and saying, I'm amazing at this, I've done this, that, and yeah. the other. I want to hear people that have failed and are on a really, exactly. They're in a really sticky place that maybe we can help or connect them with somebody that might be able to assist them. Like yeah. it's a hard life being, you know, a small business owner in the UK at the moment. So exactly. bringing people together that can help each other in a genuine way rather than just selling something or just, you know, trying to big themselves up, I think it's a really valuable asset to be able to bring the right people together and help everybody.
Yeah, you're right. And sort of bringing that sense of community around the sort of health and fitness space as well. I think that's going to be really crucial is that people, you know, they do something good for their mind, for their body, and then they get to be around like-minded people. So yeah, I'm really excited to sort of see where it goes.
Yeah. As well as that, obviously, with this podcast, we've got a load of quite a varied group of people lined up for guests for the first sort of 5-6 episodes that are going to be really, really interesting. I think if you're following us on Spotify or Apple Music at the moment, make sure to check out all the other platforms because we're going to film every episode and we're going to have some based here in the Big Blue office, but we're also going to head to some other offices and studio spaces that that our guests use. So the space might change, but it will be an interesting watch because, you know, with my business, hopefully we're going to make everything look nice and pretty as well.
That's what I'm counting on, mate. That's why you're here,
that's
right?
That's it. And hopefully sound good as well with the mic setup that we've got. So we'll make sure you follow us, whether it's on Spotify, Apple Music or Instagram or anywhere like that. Make sure you know, follow us elsewhere so you can stay up to date with when we release new episodes.
Yeah, exactly. And we've got Louis working hard in the background to make sure that every episode's as good as it possibly can be. So, I'm confident, you know, this will provide some real value to people. And also worth noting that we'll put in the comments or, you know, in the sort of description that if you want to sign up and on the waiting list for Ambition Room, it is in the works. You know, we are going to be sort of planning some events, some introductory events. The bigger it gets, the better it will get. But you can sign up to the newsletter waiting list straight away.
Yeah, once we've obviously put a bit more work into it and working out exactly the kind of events that we want to run and things like that, we'll release kind of a newsletter. So there is a form on the website at the moment that you can, you know, that you can sign up to and find out more information when it's available. But it will be good to meet people in person. Obviously, we're both very much believers in working in an office and meeting people in real life rather than over a Teams call or so on.
Work from home.
No, it can't be done. Thank you for tuning in for the first episode. And we are looking forward to sharing future episodes with guests as well. And
if you're interested in coming on the podcast, do get in touch and we'll happily have a conversation with you.